harmony with nature and the land. Man, you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man. If self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jay. Sit right down, make some space, Creekside with Don and Jay. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jay. No more singing, no play, Creekside with Don and Jay. Creekside with Don and Jay.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jay, and this is almost the episode that wasn't, again.
Almost. But here we are with episode 363, 2 weeks behind schedule, and we broke our winning streak of never missing a week. But, boy, I tell you what, that cough that's going around, that cough and cold and flu and whatever it is, the combo got us down and got us down. Seriously.
Oh, man.
And then just
and
everything
else.
And
it's still hanging on.
Well, it is still hanging on, but I'm going to say our cough is controllable now by a cough drop. Where 2 weeks ago, well, last week, you and I sat down, Don, and we thought we were going to do the podcast. And we could not stop coughing. I laughed and I said, if we edited out all the coughs, the show would have been about 2 minutes long and very boring. So here we come down tonight, all prepped, primed, ready to go, and the computer didn't work.
The computer would not display anything on the monitor.
So we were wellish. But the computer was sickish, or the monitor, and so I looked at you and I said, what are we going to do, knowing full well that if you had enough time, you would have the resources and technical skill to make it work, and sure enough, you did just that.
Well, and it was a matter of, is it the monitor? Okay, so when a computer comes on these days, the computer turns on the monitor when everything's working right. So it was saying no signal. Okay, so that's a problem. The monitor was actually working, so I took the monitor over and I plugged it into another computer we got, and sure enough, it came up. Okay, so now the problem is the video system in the actual PC that we're using to record Creekside. So, just so happens that I've got another one of these computers in my pocket. Well, not literally in my pocket, but it's sitting within 15 feet of our current premises, and I put it into service. I pulled the hard drive out of the existing computer, put it in the old computer, took the sound card out, popped it over, fired it up, and everything is working. So
yay! So here we are, folks. Almost delayed again, but never fear. We're back. We're so glad to be back at the creek, behind the Creekside mic, plural. And it's just, you know, good to feel better again. Good to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
And it's not an oncoming train.
That's right. Before it was looking more like that than anything else.
Oh, yeah. And this morning.
Now, this is wild, folks. I got to say, we had great plans today to get out and deliver more magazines and do all kinds of things in a timely fashion early in the day.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more reasons why we're on delay as far as things that we had planned, what the best laid plans of mice and men. But so go, Don.
Well, this little thing started yesterday whenever I went to the post office box and picked up mail. There was a letter in there from our utility, Ameren. And so I popped it open and I looked at it when I got home and I went, well, this is weird.
Because it said...
This is your final bill.
And we knew better.
And it's like, I decline the minimum. We have three service addresses here.
Because we rent three storefronts.
Yeah, there are three storefronts, three separate meters.
Right, even though it's collectively all Creekside Community Brew Coffee House and Owl Creek Gazette, it's separate buildings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a little known fact. If somebody calls in and says they want service at such and such address, and they make a mistake, they'll switch your account. And somebody evidently had made a mistake, or made it on purpose, I don't know which yet, and we're investigating that. But our service address here at 108 South 2nd Street in Greenville, Illinois, was switched to someplace else, and they sent us a final bill.
Which meant that we were not paying service, nor would we be getting service here in 108, which is the north building. And that's what houses part of the coffee house and the office and an apartment and all these things that we utilize here, storage. And so we looked at each other and said, well, that can't be. It's we didn't end service, and we've been paying our bill on, you know, on a regular on-time fashion.
We've got our little deposits we want to get back, you know, and they happily were cutting us a check for the balance on the deposit.
Well, because they thought we had ended service, but we knew we hadn't and didn't know how someone could do that. I think the most horrific piece of information that came from this, at least from our perspective looking at this, is anyone can come and cancel your service by simply declaring they want service on a building.
Yeah.
So we had no idea. I would think if you're paying your bill in a regular, timely fashion, and the company knows you're there doing this, someone couldn't just say, I want to open up an account and have service put in my name for this building. I don't think we had a good fairy that was coming in just going, I want to help pay your bill.
And the only notification that we got was the fact that there was this piece of mail that said, we're giving you all this money back that you've put down on deposit. We're paying your bill with it, or we're paying out anything that you may owe us. And here's the last bill and the first bill. And it happened just so I had actually just paid the utility bill for all three buildings on the 22nd, and that had gone through electronically, and then the following day there was this order to stop. So because it's electronic, they don't always match up at the same time. So, you know, that was paid, the check was cut for the refund on the deposit, and it was a couple hundred bucks short of what it was supposed to be. Then they realized that there's another payment been made, so we're going to give you back that money too, and it's going to come in a separate check. So it's like crying out loud.
Well, and like I said, the thing that's so weird is that they could take this person just at their word that they wanted to go ahead and start an electric account. In a building that they weren't renting, that they have no access to because we are. It's our building.
Well, here's the deal. If somebody's just doing this because they like to screw with you, or they want to screw with you, or they're a little screwy to begin with, or they're a little off, then they can give Ameren a fake billing address and accomplish the same thing and never see a bill. And the only people that are harmed are us.
Right. And then if it's a legitimate mistake where someone really went in and thought that they were starting service up for themselves in a business they thought that, you know, they had access to, and they go down Monday thinking they're going to have power to wherever they really are, they won't have power because they've given the wrong address or it got transferred by someone else. So it's not good any way you look at it, whether it's an honest mistake or whether it's an intentional situation they created to cause harm. Either way, I was dumbfounded that someone can just call in and say, hey, hook me up with power at this address, when it's someone else is already in the process of, you know, using.
Yeah, it's being used there.
Right.
Is they can well, the bottom line here is that, yeah, we got it switched out and there's nothing to prevent it. That's really the problem. There is nothing to prevent it. So the next thing I did was, of course, write a letter to the Illinois Commerce Commission. And I'm probably going to get a form letter back from that that says they can't do anything about it. Well, there's got to be the only safeguard that there is the fact that it took time to do it. I got notified by mail that it was in process. And here we go.
Right.
So I spent most of the day battling this thing, and there is no recourse.
Well, let's say, for example, that we or anyone else this happened to had been on vacation, and the mail was not, it was going to be picked up by an employee, but not opened, because you would know that this wouldn't, you know, nothing would be urgent because you weren't expecting anything urgent to be received. say that didn't get viewed for a week or so. What would have happened in that time? What if we would have had, it'd be summertime, and we had all of our frozen foods that we use down here to prepare.
You lose a couple $1,000 worth of food in the freezer?
Right. Yeah. Over an innocent mistake or an intentional one. Either one, the food's damaged.
In that case, they do get a bill. You know, we send them a bill for screwing up. And,
right.
And that's exactly what I probably need to do, is send them a bill for what they've done. Because I've got time, and the whole day's been botched because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I told one lady, I said, you know, the next thing I'm going to do is have a 911 call to fix this heart attack I'm about to have. Because I was miffed. I was so irate. It's unconscionable that this could happen in this day and age. But there it is. It did
it. It's just bizarre. So anyway, folks, let that be an alert, I guess. It can't be a lesson necessarily.
But pay attention to your mail, especially if it comes from Ameren.
Yes. So it's
have we said anything that was off color toward Ameren at all?
No, it's just the true story of what happened, and you've talked to numerous people. In fact, you even put on speakerphone, so I could relay my thoughts to the individual too.
Well, she was a really nice lady, and I got to say, they were all as professional as they could be. Hands tied as they were, can't
right.
do anything, and in the process, I've lost all of the data that we've had on this account, the energy consumption that we've been trying to manage and knock down to bare bones minimum. And, you know, we're setting the thermostat back to 55 at night, that kind of stuff. That's all important to us. And we have lost that data because now we have a new account.
Right. They had to create a new account to set up something that should never have ended. We don't have access to the old account because it doesn't exist. But like you said, all of our information is in the old account.
Mm-hmm.
You've addressed that with them. You've told them to call you back when, in fact, they can provide you with that information. We'll see how long that takes.
Yeah, and I think hell will freeze over first. But
hopefully we're wrong. Hopefully it'll get smoothed over in a better way. But it's still very alarming that this can happen, either by mistake or intention. It's still bad.
It is absolutely. It
okay, so we've probably, as you always say, we've beat that horse to death.
I'm still irritated.
Well, sure. It's time wasted when we needed to be doing something else, and it's frustrated, and it's bizarre, and all those things, and so we're doing the best we can. All small businesses go through things like this, that you think you've got plans made to do something, and there's a wrench thrown into it, and you have to quickly rethink, redo, come up with new approaches. And that's a lot of it behind the scenes. We don't just come down and sell coffee, or we don't just come down and deliver magazines. There's all that other aspect of running a business. The same way with running a home. There's still those things, too, that you know you can't see the behind the scenes, but boy, they can take their toll on your mental health.
Exactly. And one of our friends used to say that Mercury was in retrograde when these things were happening. And I'm like, that sucker must be backing up.
I have no idea. I don't check those things enough to know. So maybe it's just maybe that's it. Maybe it's something else. Nonetheless, we're here and we're back at the creek. Semi-relaxed.
Yeah, as long as we're not head first in the creek, I think we'll be all right.
Or knee deep. Or I don't know. Or the creek isn't flooded out of its banks.
I am going to calm down now, and we're going to move on to other things. Mm-hmm. I see you've been dabbling around and looking in the Foxfire series book.
Well, we just finished up our second Owl Creek Gazette book club meeting. We had that last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and since we have Creekside Community Brew Coffee House open on Thursday nights now, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, since we have those are our pub hours, it was fun to have people come down and join us for the book club and share their thoughts on the Foxfire book, as well as we had everyone eating things from muffins to drinking tea to drinking beer. Coffee stout was served. And so it's really nice. It's kind of, there's all kinds of options for what to eat, drink, and then, of course, the conversation. And you cannot cover a book this full in two sittings. We did a pretty good job the first week and the second week. But we still have some things.
Halfway through it, it appears.
Well, actually, no, I've just got the book open.
Okay.
We covered it. We got to the finish but in the sense that we know we're going to go back and grab up some more things that we needed to discuss and wanted to discuss further.
Moonshining? That's one of the chapters.
It is one of the chapters. What we found is the book is filled with instructions. And so we didn't read all the instructions on how to build a cabin and how to basket weave and how to make moonshine and all those things we're talking about. We did do some of that. But there's also so much about the individuals who built those cabins, the reasons they built them, the individuals who prepared the food, and that was what we were drawn to, and we didn't get to cover all of that. So we're going to go back and pick up those some of those specifics that we want to read further.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have in February, we're scheduled for two book club meetings. Let me grab here the calendar. February the 13th. 6:30 to 8:30 here at Creekside Community Brew. We'll be having our first meeting for February, but the third book club meeting in this series.
Okay.
And then February 27th will be the fourth. Now, that's going to be discussing the second book in the series. So that's Foxfire 2. But the reason I mentioned we still have more to discuss in the Foxfire book, the original book, will be kicking off February's conversation with a little bit about the first book and then moving on into the second.
Cool. And it's intriguing in to watch and see these people talked about, worked on, getting inside their heads. It lets you know that there are real people behind this. These are kids in high school that studied these people with direction from their advisors and spent time with them to know the inside, know these people inside and out from, you know, backwater Appalachia. Mm-hmm. So real people.
And what we're discussing, too, is we all bring things to the conversation. You're talking about the origins of the book and the people who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we discuss it as a book club, we are able to share things we remember our grandparents doing,
mm-hmm.
things that we remember maybe even great-grandparents and aunts and uncles doing that are equivalent to this. And then also looking at some of the lessons that if we don't save them and preserve them, they will be gone. And that's really what the Owl Creek Gazette does in a huge way.
Well, you know, I remember even in my grandmother's house on South Elm Street in Centralia, she had a pitcher pump in the kitchen, a hand-operated pitcher pump.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I don't know that it actually worked at the time. Her kitchen was so tiny compared to the dining room, which was right beside it. And of course, the kitchen was off the porch. But it was there. And that's – I was tiny when I saw that. And, mm-hmm. and I was like, what is that thing? Well, that was how she got her water.
Memories like that are what gets triggered in the book club.
Mm-hmm.
And we share those. And there's one gentleman in the club that about every topic we talk about, he said, oh, my grandpa did that. Oh, I did that with my dad. Oh, I remember doing that. Everything from fishing to hunting to building to woodworking. And so we've invited him to write for the Owl Creek Gazette and share those memories because he's just got this wealth of knowledge. And it would be so cool. He mentioned he thought about writing a book before. Well, to write for the Owl Creek Gazette would be a good inspiration and a stepping stone towards that book because sometimes by the end of if he wrote for a year, which he could easily do because he's got easily
several chapters of a book.
Right. So anyway, we're pleased that that's happened and is continuing to happen. So that's I'm excited. We've had book clubs in the past that 6 people came, 12 people came, 2 people came, nobody came. And this is continuing to draw that enough interest that we've got good conversation going on.
And the Foxfire series stands alone and stands apart mm-hmm. from just about everything else. It's real America how-tos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool that we're doing it. And let's see, you mentioned also we had some other things that were coming up in the January-February calendar. Most of the January calendar, of course, is gone by now, but we've got all kinds of things coming up here. of course, the book club. We've got the financial benefits of solar is going to be coming up in February. We've got TikTok Energy going to come over here and show at do a little presentation. It's a free presentation by TikTok at 5:30 p.m. Followed with a question and answer from 6 to 6:45. They would like a reservation. You know, if you're going to come, you need to give them a call, and we'll get that phone number before the end of the program here. But
well, the nice thing too is if you pick up a copy of the Owl Creek Gazette, or if you don't have a January February issue, you can go to our website at owlcreekgazette.com, mm-hmm. click on the current issue page, and see the full magazine. TikTok has an ad in there that talks about this presentation. So all the contact information is there as well. We'll try to give it here, but it'll be there at your disposal, which sure. is one of the reasons that's neat to have the magazine online.
And not only that, we've also got the opportunity coming up to January 31st, we've got Mothers of Preschoolers. They're renting some space over here for a chili dinner. If you're a mom with a preschooler, you know, look that up on their website, Facebook page, actually, and you can come in and see that as well. So,
and actually, they were one of the ladies in charge was the winner of a contest we had, and that's how the group MOPS group Mothers of Preschooler got to be over in our friends' room. And so this will be the first time they'll be there, and hopefully they'll enjoy it enough and see that it is something that is a good resource and a good place for them to come and get a night out away from the kids and enjoy themselves.
Hopefully we can keep the power on.
Yeah, we've got that pretty much worked out. I know we're going kind of back here. You skipped on to February and then you pulled back to January. So I'm going to go and pull us back even farther into January and just mention that we did have Rebecca Dawn come and do three events. Mm-hmm. And the third one got combined kind of with the second one. She had some issues with her car that didn't allow her to get to the second one, so we kind of combined the second and third together. You and I then, Don, had a chance to sit down through the bulk of this workshop with Rebecca on the five wishes document. And I always love talking to Rebecca. She's insightful and kind and thoughtful and has knowledge on subjects that, you know, things we need to talk about, death mm-hmm. and dying and preparations for. So the Five Wishes document workshop was that. And I really enjoyed it myself. I did want to say Rebecca's going to do some other workshops, other places. If you want to go on Facebook and connect with her, Rebecca Dawn, she'd be happy to tell you where else you can find her if you couldn't make it to the things that were happening here at our coffee house. But also, you can go to the website agingwithdignity.org. You can always also go to fivewishes.org and learn a little bit about what this document includes, how you can help yourself and others age with dignity, what there is in that process. And so I think, you know, check those websites out if this is of interest to you at all, folks.
And going along here, picking up some loose ends, like I said, I've got the phone number here. So that's for TikTok Energy, 217-994-9020. You need to call and reserve your place at our event that's going to be coming up here. And that will be on the Thursday, February 20th. And if you've got your power bill, it'd be handy to bring that with you. It's 5:30. This when you can show up, and the presentation will be from 6 to 6:45, followed by Q&A about solar energy, where I think we're actually going to consider using our roof to gather up some sun rays in here on our building. I see no reason not to, as long as it's not going to cost us anything. That's the number one goal, is nothing out of pocket is cool. There's something else coming up, too, is the Elko Valley Amateur Radio Club is going to sponsor getting your radio license. They'll do a class and testing here in February, and that's not going to be here. It's going to be over at the Bradford Room. February 29th is when they're going to hold this. That's going to be the testing, actually, on the 29th. The week before that is when they'll do it. The the date is February 22nd and February 29th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So plan on the entire Saturday going down there. You can get your license, you know, get the learning out of the way and then get the testing out of the way on the last day. And it's only like $14 if you are out of high school age. If you're in high school and less, you can get your amateur radio license for no cost.
Well, and that's one of the things I said about this issue in particular. It is chock full of events, activities, ways to help yourself, information, opportunity, classes, workshops. We've just been pleased that this issue has been so full of activities, like we said, January and February, winding down on January. But always go to the website, owlcreekgazette.com, and see what we've got listed in the magazine for things to do. There's no reason to be bored in this area if you take action on everything that's been listed in the magazine.
And by the way, I'm a ham. You know, I'm kind of a hammy guy anyway, but I am actually an amateur radio operator, KB9 EGI. And you can come into the office or into the Owl Creek Gazette office. You can come into the coffee house. That's what I'm trying to think of. I just can't think of coffee house for some reason. Maybe I've had too much coffee today too. And you know, we'll talk about it, and I can show you what it's like. You know, to have a ham license. I usually have some radio someplace that will key up a repeater or be able to talk around the world. And if we don't, we'll get one. It's just that simple.
In between serving those customers coffee and baking up everything we bake in the meantime, huh, Don?
Indeed. Well, at any rate, you can also, one other thing about this, if you got any other questions, you can either come into the coffee house and talk to me about it, or you can call 618-523-4712, and that's a KD9DXF's phone number. You can get a hold of him, and he will be happy to talk to you about what's going on for amateur radio, or you can come to the coffee house, either way. And let's see, what else do we have going on?
We have one last thing that we want to mention before we close tonight. We hope we haven't bombarded everybody with so much information that they're reeling at this point. That's why I keep sending you back to the website or the issue of the magazine to read it and digest it at your leisure. But something that isn't in the magazine, we are looking for a bartender.
Or somebody that has barkeeping experience.
Right, you know. Right. We're open, like we said earlier in the podcast, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings from 4 to 9. We do have people that are helping us. We have employees that have been joining us the last three nights. Mm-hmm. But we know that we want to keep something consistent and current. We know that we can't literally be here from 6 in the morning till 9:30 at night, those 3 days a week, and then just regular, 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say 6, we don't open the doors at 6, but we're down here baking at 6.
Yeah.
Doors are open at 7 a.m. But we want to make sure that there's someone that, like we say, can be here consistently, that either has bartending experience or really has a desire to learn. And currently we're doing mostly wines and beers. But we know that beers.
We have beers.
We also have great pizza. We've done, we made an arrangement with Joe's Pizza that you can come in to our coffee house from 4 to 9 on those three nights, order a Joe's Pizza from here, and sit down here with a glass of beer or a cup of tea or whatever suits your fancy, and wait for the pizza to be delivered. We also have pizza that we get from them that is exclusively made for us. It's a chicken
bruschetta.
Mm-hmm, and it's delicious.
It is.
We tried it out ourselves and went, this is really good. So
can't get it no place else.
That's right, which is really nice. But anyway, if you've got anything like that and you're interested, send your resume or inquiries to Jan@OwlCreekGazette.com or Don@OwlCreekGazette.com. And we'd like to hear from you. But we really need someone to work those three nights a week, and then we'll be there ourselves, so will other people, but we really need someone that people can get used to being there.
Yeah, and if you've got experience, that is helpful, but it's not necessary. We've got enough experience that we know what we want. We can walk you through it, but if you've got any bartending experience, it is a plus.
That's right, all the better. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. We'd look forward to hearing from somebody if you're interested, and just, you know, in the meantime, come on in and check us out in the day, in the evening. We're here most of the time, and if we're not, we're usually home trying to catch a cat nap or out delivering magazines or buying more food to sell here at the coffee house.
Or trying to catch the cat.
That's true, too.
She's a good little girl. She doesn't get out much. Hey, it's been fun. It's been sad missing you for the two episodes that we missed. We have a new goal to start out with. We got 363 down. We've got we're going to start over again and get 364 in before you know it.
Alrighty then. Next Sunday and or Monday, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for bearing with us. We hope we didn't cough on you too much. I think cough drops got us through. And we'll look forward to having you join us again here at the Creek.
Y'all take care now.
Good night, folks.